Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, Master Motivator and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. Each week, we come together to engage on life's highway, where we are on a divine journey in which I truly believe God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you faithfully each and every week. The blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expertise and our Shape Up series. Our Shape Up series has been designed to support you on your journey to win, personally and professionally, so that you may be more equipped to work it now. You may be thinking, Coach Adams, what am I working? You are working your vision, achieving your goals, and ultimately living out your dreams. Wow. Ooh, and I can't say that enough, but wow. I'll say it one more time. Wow. Each episode of Motivational Mondays is truly rich and empowering. Okay, of course, Coach Adams is without question biased, but this is what you, the listening audience, continue to tell me. If you've missed any of our past show episodes, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number four and the letter U. Again, each installment of Motivational Mondays is rich and insightful. Allow Coach Adams to set up the framework of today's broadcast. I will share with you, our global listening audience, for about 40 minutes into today's broadcast around today's subject, at which time we will open our programming up for your audience participation, which we absolutely welcome and appreciate your questions, your interaction, your comments. We want to tell you, don't be scared. because that is the time that we really love. It lends to an interactive environment, and we encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate time. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays, it's time to shape up and win. Woo! We are shaping up with our vision, and I'm really excited because today we're talking about doing what you love. Before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a quick, brief moment, send a quick fax, send an email, take a moment to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you, write on someone's Facebook wall, send a tweet, a text, a DM, a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon, woo, do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We want to extend our heartfelt, gracious thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach. I want to encourage you, we're moving into our Shape Up series, and if you do not have your pens and notepads, tablets, sitting at your desktops, laptops, your notebooks, whatever you have, your iPad, grab something to really and truly capture the nuggets around the richness of what we will be sharing with you today on Motivational Mondays. Again, on today's installment, we're talking about doing what you love. And, you know, so often I am asked the question, quite frankly, and I was asked this question today, this morning. I had an interview that I was doing with an individual, and the question came up, Coach Adams, tell me, why do you do what you do? And simply put, it was easy for me, Coach Adams, because I'm clear why I do what I do. And I wanted to bring that to the airwaves today because so many struggle with this very question. Why do I do what I do? And if you don't find that love component of why you do what you do, and when I'm talking about love, I'm not talking about the red heart, romantic love, no, but there is a component to that. What I'm specifically talking about, when I speak about doing what you love, I'm talking about this strong, compelling emotion of passion. So when I'm talking about, are you doing what you love or doing what you love, the question contained with the comment, I'm asking, are you doing that which you are truly passionate about? You see, when I was asked that question earlier today in the interview, I was able to say, I do what I do because, simply put, Coach Adams absolutely loves to empower others. Why am I here faithfully every Monday? And you may not know, I don't get paid for being here on Motivational Mondays every Monday. Actually, the truth be known, I pay to be on the airwaves to bring you empowerment. Why? Because I absolutely love what I do. And this is an opportunity for me to bring empowerment to the airwaves. And that's really what we're talking about, because when you love what you do, when you are passionate about what you do, it doesn't matter the form, you will find a way to do that very thing. And so often, many of us, and this is a struggle that individuals bring to me in a context of coaching so often, that they're struggling with not liking what they do. Forget about love. They don't like it. They hate it. They're feeling like, why? I'm just existing. And my desire, my heart's passion is assisting other individuals and equipping them to tap into that which you love. Because I believe that life was designed not that we would just exist from day to day doing these mundane things that we are lacking passion and life is lacking passion and we're just moving about and there's no fire, there's no vigor, there's just existence. Don't just exist. Every moment that we have life in our bodies is significant. And in this very moment, as I said that, I got emotional because of yesterday's headlines. The reality of 26 people, and that was the last count that I heard, 26 people on a Sunday morning going to a worship service. And that was the last moment of their lives. And, you know, I think about the reality of that. We never know when that end date will come to our journey. And so often, many of us are progressing through our journey lacking passion. And that, for me as a coach, it grieves my heart. Because when it's all said and done, can you say that with each day? Wow, I did what I love. I fulfilled my purpose. Every day was passionate for me. When it's passionate, it doesn't mean that we don't have challenges and we don't have to overcome things, but you go through life with a greater fire, a strong, compelling emotion that gives you this vigor and this vibrancy of life. And, you know, right now, today, after yesterday's headlines, I would love to be able to rewind and to be able to interview a few of the 26 that lost their lives to know, were they living life full of passion? Were they doing what they love? You know, some time ago I heard the statistics, and I believe, and Coach Adams may be misquoting this just a hair, if I'm not mistaken, I recall hearing something like 68% of people are in jobs that they cannot stand. They get up every day going to a job that they cannot stand. 68% or so of people are in settings every day and they cannot stand the environment. And now, can you imagine this? You have to go to work. You have to be there 8, 9, 10 hours out of your day, and you can't stand it. What type of existence is that? And that's what we're talking about, that it is important. And so often, when I say this, I get people that say, well, Coach Adams, everybody can't do what they love because they need the money, blah, blah, blah. I believe, and I'm sharing with you not only what I believe, but what I have grown to know to be true, that when you do what you love, when you do what you feel passionate about, guess what? Provision will come. The money will come. It may be a process, but as you continue to do what you love, people are attracted to people that are passionate. They're not attracted to people that are just existing. Now, you see, when you are living a life full of passion, you blow life into the lives of others. You are making an impact because you're not just existing. You're not just taking up airspace, but you're giving life to others. And so I challenge you today, our global listening audience, here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You, to locate where you are. Where are you on your journey? Be honest and real and transparent with you. Look in the mirror and have a conversation. Self, let's evaluate, where are we on our journey? If your alarm goes off, all you can do is press snooze, and it takes everything in you to get up. You need to locate where you are. I can honestly say, more often than not, Coach Adams, when my alarm goes off, and more often than not, I wake up before my alarm. I set my alarm. It's kind of as a backup to make sure that I don't oversleep. But more often than not, the reality is that I wake up before my alarm. And I wake up before my alarm because, honestly, I'm excited to get up. When I posted today and said that I love Mondays, I genuinely do. Why? Because I know at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, I have Motivational Mondays. And this is an opportunity to bring empowerment and coaching to the airwaves. It doesn't matter if there's one or a million listening in. If I can impact the journey of one person, I am the happiest little beaver bug camper that there is to be. I really am. I mean that. And so today, when the individual asked me the question, Coach Adams, why do you do what you do? I can honestly say, because I love what I do, and I'm passionate about what I do. I know what it feels to be on the opposite side. And I was able to declare and say that today. And now being on the other side, I wouldn't change it for anything. Yes, there are times when I've said, "Woo, I wish I could have changed the journey just a hair," in those difficult times. But even in the difficult times, I still had a vigor and a fire for life. I don't want to go through life just existing. I don't want that for you. And yet many people, many of us, are going through life and we're just existing one day to the next. I want you to know today that your life has greater value. Your life has greater meaning. You were not created, nor were you designed just to simply exist. And if you are listening in and you are simply existing, you need to locate where you are. See, being able to locate where you are is a part of the process of awareness. You can't keep your head in the sand like the ostrich would like to put their head in the sand because life is too, quote unquote, tough and difficult and challenging. So they feel like if I put my head in the sand, I won't have to deal with it. No change happens in denial. But when I can truly be honest with where I am, and that's why I am challenging you right where you are to locate where you are. Do you love what you do? That is the question. Yes or no? It's simple. There is no gray zone. There is no in-between. There is no, well, Coach Adams, you don't know my journey. I mean, you know, sort of, kind of, but it's either you're pregnant or you're not. You can't be sort of kind of pregnant. It's either you are or you're not. And when I'm saying pregnant, I'm saying pregnant with vision. Because that's what brings about this passion. When you know that you know that you know that you know, there is a vision in you that has to be birthed. There's a fire shut up in your bones. And you know, until you get that baby out of you, there's nothing else that you can do. Makes me think about one of my dear friends. I listened to her show a few days ago, affectionately known as the midwife, Mara Gale. You need to find your midwife. If you're pregnant and your vision is not being birthed, guess what? Coach Adams is a coach. I can assist you on that journey. But whoever it may be, you need to get the support that you need once you locate where you are. Well, Coach Adams, I feel like I can do it all on my own. And I'm not saying that we cannot accomplish a great deal on our own. For it's been stated that one can set 1,000 in flight, but two can set 10,000 in flight. So there is a different dynamic that happens in a partnership. You see, when you're in a partnership, there's this rule of iron sharpening iron. You see, when you're kind of, you know, questioning, doubting, you're not really having the feeling, the fire, the passion. If you're in a partnership, and I'm not just talking about a relational husband and wife, I'm saying a partnership on your journey associated with your vision, on your journey that would assist you with achieving your goals and living out your dreams, when you're in a partnership, there's more that can be accomplished. You're challenging them and they're challenging you. I had a very empowering training call this afternoon. And one of the things that I love is this network and circle of this group that I'm associated with, and you will hear more about this because there's a great project that I've been working on. I'm excited to share that with you later in this month more specifically. But what I love about this group is this group continues to sharpen my skills and challenges me to another level. And one of the things that was being spoken about today was change. And I'm one, I can really appreciate a conversation around change and what's needful for change. As many of you know, being regular listeners, that I am the global master trainer for a global ministry, and a part of what is taught is this process of change. And so I could really appreciate this conversation around change today in my training. And what's so awesome is that the principles of life are universal. So you can see the parallel lines from one group to another. And so when they were speaking about change today, it was interesting because this central thread often comes up related to change, that in order for you to change, you have to get out of your comfort zone. And so often, many of us, we want to stay where things are comfortable. And then we say, oh, I don't know why my life is not changing. I've gotten some great success and I'm doing well. You know, past two Mondays, we've talked about good to great. And one of the things that we spoke about associated with good to great is that good is the enemy to great. See, good keeps you in your comfort zone. And if you want to move to another level, whatever that level may be or look like for you, guess what? You have to challenge yourself to get out of your comfort zone. And many of us do not achieve another level of greatness And that's all subjective. Whatever that looks like for you, whatever you desire, it's subjective. For one over here, it may be I want to and desire to make $1 million. For one over here, it may be I want to make $50 million. For one over here, it may be I just want to make $100,000. Whatever that looks like for you, again, it's subjective. But when it comes to the rubber meeting the road in moving to another level, this moving to another level requires us to change and to get out of our comfort zone. Now, when you are living a life of purpose and you are passionate on your journey, you embrace change. When there is a lack of passion, a lack of vigor, a lack of fire, you're comfortable just right where you are. No, I'm okay. I'll stay here. There's no passion. There's no motivation to move to another level. But yet you're not happy where you are. You don't love what you're doing. Remember we said statistically, again, if I'm a little off, but I think you get the point because I know with great certainty it was far more than 50%. I believe it's 68%, excuse me, 68% of people go to a job every day that they cannot stand. They hate it. There's a strong, compelling emotion. It's not one of passion. It's of hate. They hate it. And yet, they go there every day. So they show up angry. Those are the ones road raging. You pull in front of them, and they want to give you the birdie. They're cursing you out. They're on edge because they're miserable. I don't know about you, our global listening audience, listening and tuning in to Motivational Mondays today, presented by Inspired Media for You with Coach Adams, but I don't want that to be me. It's so interesting. I was with an associate of mine on Sunday, and we were trying to find a parking space, and this lady and I, she was facing one direction, I was facing the other direction. Legitimately, I got to the area first. Do you know, she took her little self in that space, she took it because of how the person backed out and thought it was funny. And the associate that I was with, they got so wild tight, and I said, you know what? It's not even worth it. There will be another space. I was like, I am not even wasting my energy and effort. That's not the kind of passion I'm talking about. That would have been wasted energy. I didn't even want to give that lady that type of energy, my energy. It's far too valuable. Over a parking space, for me, it wasn't that serious. For someone else, it may have been, but for me, it wasn't that serious. Are you on edge over a parking space? For me, that's a sign that there's something greater brewing underneath, because we would give someone far too much power over the smallest things. And that is simply what I hope you're getting the understanding. It's far beyond a parking space. It's far beyond that moment when someone cuts you off. There's some things brewing on the inside, and what I would want you to understand is that the reason why one would blow up in moments such as that is because beneath the surface of you, is dissatisfaction. There is unrest. Why? Because you're living life each day just existing. And I want you today to locate yourself. Locate what you enjoy doing if you're not already doing it. If you're doing it, I celebrate you. Woohoo! Keep doing it and grow to another level in it. Continue to do what you love. Nope, not the big red heart. We're talking about what you're passionate about, what you have a strong, compelling emotion about. And yes, you know, oftentimes hate can lead you to that. Something that you hate could be the very thing that you were created to change. But are you shifting that energy so that it's a positive shift? And now you're channeling that to make a difference and tapping into your passion. You know, I really desire to hear from those of you that are listening in. I'm curious. In what has been shared already halfway in today's programming, have you gotten anything? Do you have any questions? Are you feeling challenged on your journey? Do you have questions on, okay, Coach Adams, you've made it clear, if I'm not in love with what I do, I'm not passionate about it. I hear what you're saying. You're saying loving what I do is this passion. If I'm not operating in that, how do I find it? Do you want to know? I'm definitely interested in sharing with you, but I want to know. Do you even want to know? I trust that you do. And so I invite you to play in Coach Adams's sandbox today. I want you to know that I'm going to open our programming up for your audience participation at this time. This is the time in our program when we invite you, our global listening audience, to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. The dial-in number, if you are sitting in front of your electronic device, meaning your laptop or your tablet, your iPad, your desktop, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374. 516-453-9374. Again, press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Meanwhile, we will continue in today's discussion around, do you love what you're doing? I want to hear from you. I see we have a question or a comment from our global listening audience. I thank you so much for playing in Coach Adams' sandbox. Area code 707, last 4 digits, 2214. You are live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams.
Hi, Coach Adams.
Well, hello. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, you're live. Your volume is a little bit low, but you're live. You're there.
Oh, my God. I have a question for you.
Oh, awesome. I'm excited to hear your question.
Okay, my question is, why do you want to help people in their life?
Ooh, why do I want to help people in their life? Wow, that is somewhat a loaded question, and it goes back to my story. And my story, just to bring it in a capsule, I, for many years, was on my journey, and I felt like what I say, a square peg trying to fit into a round hole. I was not living life of passion. I was actually that person that was just existing. I was going to, quote-unquote, a dead-end job that I didn't feel fire for. I was going through the motions. And now being on the other side, understanding that life was designed for us to live passionately with purpose. That is why I want to help others to be empowered on their journey, because I know what it feels to be on the other side, lacking loving what you do, what we're talking about today, versus loving what you do and being able to make an impact and wake up every morning and say, yay, I'm loving the journey. So my heart is that I want to sincerely help others to make that connection so that their lives are more fulfilled. I hope that answers your question.
It does. Thank you.
I recognize this beautiful, sweet voice. You know I love you.
I love you too.
I love you the most. I thank you, Wowzer, for tuning in to Motivational Mondays today. Well, you know what? I'm going to receive the greater love, because you know I can trump you, right? You know I can.
Coach Adams, this is the Smith family. This is Lady Tabitha and her children. We've been listening to Motivational Mondays tonight, and the kids, they were really engaged. And they said, we want to ask a question. I said, okay, let's talk to Coach Adams.
I love it. And you know, it's so cute because when I heard that voice, I was like, it sounds familiar to me, but I've never heard your kid. So the voice was familiar, and it wasn't who I thought it was.
I didn't think so, but I will tell you, they are your future boss students. They are so advanced. We've been practicing, so you're going to love them. They kind of remind me, I mean, I thought, this is interesting, you know? But, yes, we just wanted to call in support. And listen, I needed some empowerment, encouragement, and some motivation tonight. So as we sit here and eat dinner, kids and I and pastors at the gym, we're motivated. Thank you, Coach Adams. We love you.
I love you more. You know what? I am interested to know. So I'm going to challenge our young people. You just asked Coach Adams a very challenging question. You said, you know, why do I do what I do, basically? So my question to you, because I understand you've been totally engaged tonight, what are you taking away from what you've heard?
Who wants to go? Okay.
What I took away was always love what you do.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. If you start, I don't know how old you are, but if you start loving what you do today, imagine when you get older how great you will be. How many kids do you have, Lady T?
Two.
I have four. I have two little ones at home.
Me, three.
Okay, so I'm saying how many are with you right now?
Oh, two. How old are you,
Fender? I'm nine. And my little brother is seven. And my mom's pregnant.
Got it.
And my mom's pregnant.
Okay.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Hey, so does your brother want to share, or who's next to share what they took away?
Me.
Okay, so what did you take away?
I took away that you should be confident in what you do, and you should basically just be happy with what you do, because some people don't have a job.
I like that. Well, I have to say, I thank you all so much for tuning in to Motivational Mondays today. Lady T, is there anything that you would like to share in closing that you took away from today's program?
It just encouraged me today that it actually just made me refocus and take a tally of the things that I do in life. And just checking it off. Do I have passion? You know, checking in on my passion, or do I need to realign, you know? And to be honest, calling you is one of them, and just being able to fellowship and radio and, you know, the engagement, that's part of it. So that kind of drew me. So it just helped focus me in with my checklist as I, you know, we're constantly realigning and making sure that we're in God's perfect will, perfect order, and we're not just doing a great thing, but a God thing, you know? So it was just awesome to be able to sit at your feet and listen and get motivated. And yeah, so that's what I took away. That's what it did for me, honestly. Just helped me with my checklist as I review.
And, you know, I appreciate that, Lady T, and I want to encourage you that on our journey, one of the things that I talked about the past 2 weeks is good to great. And one of the very profound principles of good to great, because I had done a team building training on this, and so it had me to reconnect with the material. But one of the things that I love, and I connect this with what you just shared, is that we often have our things to do. But one of the things that I love that is the principles of good to great is things not to do. What do I need to focus on not doing that's hindering me in living, what I'm going to use this language with us in this context, that's hindering me from living out my full purpose, that's hindering me from living a life of passion, that's hindering me from accomplishing and achieving my goals, that's hindering me from taking my vision to the next level, that's hindering me from living out my dreams. What are those things that I need to stop doing? So, yes, we
like
have the
that.
Things to do, but we have to also look at what do I need to stop doing? Those bad habits, that lack of discipline, whatever that may be, that's preventing me from fulfilling my life assignment. I thank you again, the whole Smith family, for tuning in. You've encouraged me today. I'm going to say ciao for now, but I trust that you'll continue to listen in. And I want to give those individuals that are tuned in, we still have some time in today's programming. I ask the Smith family if you can please press 1 to remove yourself from the host queue. Please, thank you so much. And so I want you to know, and others, if you're listening in and you're thinking, oh, well, no more time, guess what? There is more time. And I welcome your engagement. And I want to remind you that this is the time in today's programming when we invite you to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you are sitting in front of your electronic device, just want to remind you that you do need to dial in. No, you can't push 1 on your keypad and get through. You have to pick up your phone and dial 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Looks like we have another caller. I thank you, our global listening audience, for engaging with us today on Motivational Mondays. Area code 310, last 4 digits 8171. You're live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams.
All right. Hello, Coach Adams. How are you?
Well, hello. I am absolutely fabulous. How are you?
I am doing wonderful. I won't say fabulous. I can't say it like you, so I'll just say wonderful. I'm wonderful.
Awesome. Did you call to get your spiritual abs in shape?
You know, I did. I came also to get my spiritual cardio for tomorrow. So, you know, just came to get my workout. But I appreciate that.
I love it. Did you Did you have a question or comment for Coach Adams today? And thank you so much for taking the time out to tune in. I appreciate that.
Of course. I appreciate what you're giving. I did. When you mentioned about that parking spot that got taken, it made me realize. Come on now. it made me realize was that you have to be so careful when you have to be conscious. Because when you're dealing like you are, you're Coach Adams. Now, let's say you get out the car and you start yelling and, you know, people videotape that. Now it's all over the place. Coach Adams was yelling at somebody and how that could just mess you up because of what you're doing. So I see that you're passionate, what you're truly passionate about. You have got to be, just like our young leader said, you've got to be passionate about what you are passionate about, because if you act in anger passion just for that split moment, it could really mess you up. So I just kind of wanted you to speak on that. If you had any pointers that one could use to calm their anger down, or how to stay conscious in those moments of time where they really just want to lose it like, you know, anybody else would, do you have any words of encouragement for that?
Wow, you know what? It's so awesome. You touched on it, and it is about being conscious, meaning to those listening in, it's about having an awareness. And, you know, I've touched on locating yourself. So if you know you are already on the edge, you have to take a breath. You know, back in the day, I remember the big mamas and all of them would say, go to the corner and count to 10. So you have to take a breath and quote unquote count to 10. So often we have those quick moments, and we've seen it in the media and all of that, of people who just were not conscious. They reacted to a situation and it gets the best of them. And, you know, in that moment, it wasn't for me, quote unquote, so much about, you know, the Coach Adams brand per se, but what it really was, it was just, I don't need to give my energy to this person. I don't need to give my power. They took a space. If it is that serious for them to take a space, I was like, let them have it. But it caused a conversation around what you're talking about, that this individual said, wow, I see how people go, quote unquote, postal. Because in that moment, they realized I got heated over a parking space. And for me, I really sensed that being heated over that parking space, it was more than the space. It wasn't even about the space. But that moment, and how many of us were on edge. And when we're on edge and we're not aware of that's where we are locating ourselves and we are not conscious, we will lose it. And like you said, we can mess up, quote unquote, our brand, our name, you know, whatever it is. And people be like, wait a minute, she the coach? Is she over a parking space? So it is important to be aware, stay conscious, and recognize that, do you want to give your power to someone else? Are you passionate about that space, or is it something greater? I love that you brought that to the boardroom, caller. I know, because I recognize this voice, and I know if you permit me to share how you serve in our last few minutes in real life.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, I say it in that way because I like to give individuals the opportunity to be anonymous if they desire to, and I don't want to blast anyone out. But I know that you are a pastor, a next-gen pastor with your wife for a Christian-based organization that teaches individuals how to stay conscious, how to stay aware and do exactly some of what we were talking about in these few moments. Is there an opportunity for our global listening audience who may be tuned in? It may be too late for them, but if it isn't, please take the opportunity to, you know, in this few minutes here, let's say, can we do it in 3 minutes? Because I do have to properly wrap up the show, but can you do it in three and share with them if there is an opportunity still at this stage, this late stage in the game, for them to be in an environment that would really empower them in this zone of consciousness?
Absolutely. I want to make sure that I have you right here. So you want me to let them know about the event we have coming up?
Yes, and what you do. Okay. So they get a little, you know, give them a snippet so that they understand to a different level.
Okay. So try this in 3 minutes or less. So what we do, and Coach Adams is very much a part of that, is that we teach people how to go from a state of unconsciousness to consciousness. We teach them how to stay conscious so that they can get what God has told them to do. A lot of times, you know, with a lot of us, we may sit in the church or we may be at home and God is speaking to us and we just go unconscious. We fall asleep on them. We get distracted with real house husbands or wives or whatever's on television. We get distracted where we do not receive what God is telling us to do. We probably sit up in church and the pastor's giving a great word from the Holy Spirit and you ask, what did he say? I don't know, but it was a good word because you went unconscious. And that's the very reason why dreams are not living. And we're teaching you to birth your dreams because your dreams are not your dreams. Your dreams are God's dreams. That's how we bring the kingdom to earth as it's already finished in heaven. So that's what it is in a nutshell. But here's the biggest part. What we do is that we teach you all of these principles from business owners who have been in business for nearly 50 years, owning different companies, owning a global ministry. And all they're doing is taking the same principles that God has given them on how they birth their dream, and we're giving it to you. But the biggest thing that we're asking is that you would take those same principles and teach that to your young people, just like Lady T talked about, our future boss students. And that's what the youth program is called. It's called Boss the Movement. So, did you want to say a friend or you want me? Oh, my friend is being my friend. She giving me the whole task here. But I love you, baby. I'm going to let the world know I love you, sweetheart. Okay, those are my friends. So now if you're ready, I can give you a telephone number on how you can call and get registered for what we have. That's called Vertical Leap. It's going to be going on this Saturday, which is November 11th. That number to get registered is 951-339-2677. Let me give that to you one more time. It's going to be 951-339-2677. All you're going to do is give us a call, give us your name and your email, and we can get you set up and registered. Seats are being filled. So you may want to give us a call quickly just so you don't miss out on your seat, because once we don't have any more seats, that is completely it. And that's it. I think I probably have, less than 30 seconds left, so I'm going to wrap up right there, Coach Adams. I appreciate you.
No worries. Stand by for just a moment, because one of the things that I love that you brought out, and you said, you know, unconscious. I want to help them to see it differently. Bottom line, you are asleep, and you need to wake up. And if you are this individual that we've been talking about this evening that lacks passion, that you're not doing what you love, this is a great opportunity for you. You have to respond within 24 hours of this broadcast. You have to, because as stated, seats are filling. I don't even know. I'm surprised, actually, that they even have any more seats. But you do. So this is an opportunity for you. So if you are listening in, do not hesitate. Pick up the call. Get your passion back. Do what your assignment is, because that's what we're talking about. Tap into what you love. I've been saying this regularly because I'm so passionate about it. Don't just exist. At the top of the hour, I spoke about yesterday's news headlines. 26 people went to worship service, and that was their last breath in that moment. And I don't want you to have your last breath and have regrets and woulda, coulda, shouldas. This is a great opportunity. As you know, I shared early on in the broadcast, it's not about Coach Adams, Coach Adams, Coach Adams. Coach Adams is saying, rally people around you. Once you locate where you are, make that connection. Would I love to be your coach? Absolutely. But there are other outlets, opportunities that will support you. These are my mentors. Coach Al and Hattie Hollingsworth have been my mentors for, I don't know, I think it's 25 plus years, however long it has been in my relationship with them. And so the woman that I've grown to be in my purpose, she has been birthed through this ministry that I serve. Pastor John, will you give the phone number one more time? And again, I give you the charge, act now.
Absolutely. It is 951-339-2677.
One more time.
951-339-2677.
Your destiny is calling, and it's time for you to take a leap. Pastor John, I thank you, and to our global listening audience, oh my gosh, it's amazing how quickly an hour of empowerment flies by. And speaking of empowerment, I would be remiss if I didn't share with you that 4 hours of Power with Coach Adams is coming up. It's fast approaching, January 27th. Want you to know that you can get your tickets now. You can sow a seed of empowerment. Visit ticketriver.com/Coach Adams. ticketriver.com/Coach Adams. Want to continue the dialogue? Visit our Facebook page, Motivational Mondays Forum. Motivational Mondays Forum. Leave a comment. Maybe you didn't have an opportunity to speak live. Maybe time got away from you and you want to make a comment, and or you are feeling like, I have a show idea, Coach Adams. I have a recommendation for you for a guest. Our Facebook Motivational Forum is the proper outlet to do that. And or you may email admin@coachadams.com. admin@coachadams.com. I want you to know, our global listening audience, we so appreciate you tuning in for Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. On our next installment, we're going to continue shaping up so that we can win. Win what, Coach Adams? Work it now. We're working our vision so we can achieve our goals and live out our dreams. I want to stay connected with you. If you're not already a part of the Coach Adams Network, visit coachadams.com, coachadams.com. I want you to know and be reminded that Coach Adams has a full circle of empowerment to support you on your journey to win and achieve greater success. Twice a year, our 4 hours of Power with Coach Adams, Win, Shop, Shape Up, and Win, receive empowering tools to work your vision and win in life on your journey and become more equipped to reach your goals personally and professionally through Coach Adams's full circle of empowerment. Well, we are signing off temporarily for now, but we always look forward to Mondays as they return, for we love Mondays. It's a great day for empowerment. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. I coach and you win. Again, thank you so much for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You.